Masilchus Sharm in Perek Chaf speaks about an Indian that he calls a Indian Ikri Ma'oid, Ikari Ma'oid Ma'oid, and it's something Hamalacha Kosha, a very difficult Avoida. B'yesh L'yesh Badov Azeh Knisa Gedoyla, B'yesh has a tremendous Knisa Pesach Srimach Shal Yidin. And therefore he writes, it's a kanosa yatsuma. And this midr is a sakana atsuma. And today I'd like Bez Hashem to try to discuss this midr, this inyan ikka ma'oid ma'oid, something which the Masil Sharm doesn't write, probably any other inyan, this inyan ikka ma'oid, which is a sakana atsuma. The Gemara in Yuma tells a frightening story, maybe tragic story is a better word. The Gemara, you know, as we all know, there was a machlokes between the Klal Yisrael and the Tzedokim, and there were many differences in halacha that the Tzedokim had, different minhagim. One of them was the Gabi, the Inyan, the Avoda, Yom Kippur. The details are not really important, but the Gemara in Yuma, that your Testament base, says that a Tzedoki once did the Avoda, like his derech was. He was very happy that he did, like he thought, like the Tzedokim learned the Pasuk. So the Gemara says his father met him and said, "Aren't you scared? Aren't you worried about the Perushim, about Klal Yisrael? You did the Avoda different than them." So this Tzedoki, who apparently was in Erbacha, he said, "Kol yama yisi mistaya l'mikra hazeh. I waited my whole life for this opportunity to do the Avoda like the way we learned the Pshat. And I'm waiting. When will I have the opportunity to do the Avoda like we learned up the Pshat? Now I have a chance. Shouldn't I do it? I'm so besimcha." And if you learn the Gemara, you notice the Tmimus, the Mesiras Nefesh, the Lashon he chose, Kol Yama Yisim Mitztaya. Lahavdol, the Halak of Rabbi Kiva said, when he was Moisei Nefesh. So what was the end of the story, Zakti Gemara? But Hayyamim Latim, it was a few days later, Achemesh, this Daiki died, for Hutal Ba'ash, his body was in the garbage, for Yetalayim Yaitim Michaitmai. You hear an Einish Besai Chainish, he died, and his body was in a Bezai Yenatsim, and there were worms coming out of his nose. I saw Abchaim Shmulevitzin, his shmuzin, the last shmuzin, Tavshim Amir Aleph. He asked a question that I guess bothers all of us. Okay, the Tzedokim were Rishoyim, Einam Chelek Lam Haba. But this Tzedoki apparently was Erlach, he meant it Erlach, he was Moisei Nefesh for his tais. It seems he did know better. Why was he punished? Why did he have such a terrible oinish? How was he to know that he was making a mistake? Evidently, he should have known better. What was the choice? Why is he punished for this maisa? For this maisa, which Lahavdil seems to be the same on par with the Mesiras Nefesh of Rabbi Kiva, of Masa Yavar Liyadah. So I want to tell you, Bez Hashem, what I think the Limud Lamaisa is from this Gemara. I once heard a lesson of a medrash. At the time I was sure that it was misquoted, there was a mistake, because it was such a pelodic lesson, I couldn't believe that it was actually a lesson of Chazal. But after that I found a lesson, it's a medrash in Kehelis, the Alta in Chelek Aleph, in Simon Kuvav, quotes to Chazal. The Yalkut in Kehelis says a lesson of Ein Bein Gehenim L'Gan Eden, which seemingly is saying that the difference between Gehenim and Gan Eden is a Chut HaSayir, like a hair breadth. And I must tell you, I was never in Gan Eden, and I certainly hope never to be in Gehenim, but in spite of that, I have no doubt that there's a big, big difference between Gan Eden and Gehenim. There's a famous story from the Goyen. He used to give shmuz on Friday night, and he once spoke about Gehenim and the onshin of Gehenim. And one of his Talmidim heard it and chalished. And a few days later he was holding otot by dying. And Baruch Hashem, he had a Yeshua, and he came to the Goyim, and the Goyim said, you should know, whatever I told you about Gehenna is emes lamitzos. The Goyim God, they added, I should have added, that when someone has Yisurim, so he takes away from the Geferlecha, Oinshim of Gehenna. Which in my Mahamuzik is something to keep in mind when things don't go our way. But this is what Gehenna is all about. The Ramban says that 60 years of Yisurim Yiyav does not come close to Gehenna. And Leidach Gisa, we know what Gan Eden is, we know the Mishnah Navos. Yafesh Shachesh El Kairas Ruach Ba'olam Haba Mikol Chai Olam Hazeh. So obviously there's a tremendous merchak from Gehenim and Gan Eden. What does it mean? Ein Bein Gehenim LeGan Eden Al Chut Asayir. The only difference is unthinkable. It can't be. That's the only difference. So what I think the pshat is from this Chazal. And this will help us understand this inyan ikka ma'oid ma'oid. Every child knows the famous story of Yom Kippur in Talant when it came time to daven. And the Rav Rabbi Yisrael wasn't there. And they went looking for him. They couldn't start the Talmud without Rabbi Yisrael. And they found him in a house. There was a child in a crib crying. And Rabbi Yisrael was playing with the child and trying to stop the baby from crying. Who doesn't know this story, right? Another story, Rabbi Yisrael Talanta. He was by a gevir's house and he was washing his hands with mamish, just enough water, just to be yaitza. So the gevir says, Rebbe, don't you know that there's an inyan to wash, there's a lot of water to wash b'shefa? Rabbi Yisrael said, yeah, I know that. But I also know that there's a water carrier, a shlepa, that has to carry the water. So why should I wash with extra water and cause him to have to carry all that water? And there are many such stories. And I'll tell you a third story. And to be quite frank with you, that's why I'm here tonight. That's why I'm going to speak about this inyan tonight. This one you probably don't know, it just happened. But it's a true story nonetheless. A bacha here, an erlich bacha, came to me and said that for a while he was calling his mother quite often to speak to her, and a chava of his, an erlich chava, told him, "Bittel tayer." Spend a half hour talking on the phone. And you know, there are three stories, and probably can make a lot more stories. But you know what the tzad hashav of all these stories are? It's an erlich person doing an erlich act, and he's motivated l'shem shamayim. I mean, what happened? The mother went to Kol Nidre, and she felt it's more important to go to Kol Nidre and leave the child behind. So the child cried, but Rabbi Yisrael felt it's more important to tend to the child's needs than to go to Yom Kippur. The Isha was an Isha Kshera, and washing with a lot of water is certainly an inyan v'shteit and poiskim, and worrying about Bittul Torah is certainly an inyan chama ma'oid ma'oid. Kol chafatzecha lo yishvuva v'sal metayir k'neged kulam. So in all these three stories, the common denominator is it's an erlich person doing something erlich with the kavana l'shem shemayim. No, we're not talking about fakers. That's a different shmooze. That's a different title Chazal accorded. He's an erlich person with erlich chashbainis. But you know what the problem is? You know why these three are classic examples of what we perceive as mitzvahs, but are really averis chamurais? Because it's not oiske cheshben. It's not oiske halten. A person thinks it's a mitzvah to go to Kol Nidre, and Rabbi Yisrael Paskin, it's an avera to leave a child, even for Kol Nidre. And another person thinks it's a mitzvah to wash with extra water, but Rabbi Yisrael Paskin, that's an avera of Yehachlerach Gemoyecha. And I tell you, someone thinks it's Bittul Torah to spend time with parents. He's playing with fire. He's playing with the Chamura Shebe Chamura, the Rishalmi, and the Medrash in three different places. Eze Chamura Shebe Chamura is at Kibarov. Each one of these Elocha people with Rumachas Bainis, but they fall into the biggest atmosphere. And this Rabbi is what the Messiah Sisharm in Perik Chaf refers to as the Miskol HaChasidus. Needless to say, when he speaks about Chassid and Chassidus, he doesn't mean Dafka Chassidim, he means Germans and Svardim and Litvaks. But Zafti Messiah Sisharm, to quote his Lashon Katshoi, Ki Lefa'amim Hamayza Atzma Yara Toiv, to wash with extra water, B'Shefa, Estate and Paiskim, but Lefisha Atolais Rayos, since the results are not good, it turns out it harms someone, Yischayev Lahanichai, a person has to refrain from doing it. Vim Yasa Oisa, Yechaita, Doloi Chassid. That's not Chassidus, that's Rishus. And then he goes on to say something, which I think is the neshama of this important yisoid. The Yesh Liyetze B'Dava Hazeh Knisa Gedayla, the Yitzhara has a free pass, we mizukt. He has a big yad. Al kein nimtzei sakanasa yasuma. Because of this midah, this is sakana asuma. And you know what I think he means to say? I'll tell you. Because when a yid, Rachmanu l'Islam, does an avera, it's terrible, it's korban. But he knows he did an avera, and hopefully one day he'll do tshuva. But when someone does quote a mitzvah, he thinks it's a mitzvah. And the mice is not a chassid, but it's a rishis, like the Mishul Sharm says. Who does tshuva on avera? A mitzvah? Do we have to do tshuva on a mitzvah? And then a person, Rachmanu l'Tzlan, Hashem Yirachem, did an avera, which he'll never do tshuva on. That is a sakana asuma. But I think there's more. I think there's a different, a tiefer there to what the Messiah Shom writes, Akana Gedoyla. And Lida, this we see all too often. A Yid B'Teva is Erloch. A Yid B'Teva is from. And it'll be Moise Nefesh to do what's right. And Faked, a Yid B'Teva is careful not to be Oivan a Chutasayir Rachman al-Islam. I often refer to Yidin Mefrad B'nei Torah as the Machmirim, B'nei Machmirim, Unazaydav Zayn. And that's what a Yid is, the Tchuna. He's willing to be Moitzah Nefesh, to do the right thing. And he's willing to be Moitzah Nefesh, to avoid doing the wrong thing. But then you think, what happens if he thinks it's the right thing, if he thinks it's a mitzvah, but the Maitzah is an Aveira? That's a Kanat Tuma. He'll be Maitzu Nefesh. He'll use his tchuna of Machmirim, B'nei Machmirim, to do an Aveira. But he thinks it's a mitzvah. And he'll be Maitzu Nefesh, literally, to do an Aveira. That's a tragic situation. That's a Sakana Atzuma. I'll give you one muscle. You understand it very clearly. I heard this from Rebbe Zangizun right before the summer. In the city, that someone was nifta, and he left in his tavor, that they should bury him with a talis that had a chalas. Apparently he was a chassid of the Adzina. Yeah, but he wanted to be buried the way he went, chayom avut chalas. And the chavar kedisha heard and they refused. It's the zayin for the other nistarim. The whole base of kfaras, they have plain tzitzis, and this room is going to have chalas. But the son said, mitzvah l'shmaya divrei hameis, and kibarov. Eshay kibarov, eshay kvayt hanifta, kvayt hameisim. And it turned into a bona fide machloikis that literally divided the city. Kainis machloikis, tas, halbonis ponim, alf, vashteitzach l'shem shamayim. And it literally divided the hail of the city. And no one knew what to do. Kvayt hameisim, in Yiddish kait is a inyan gadol, kibarov is an inyan gadol. What do we do? So they went to the Chafetz Chaim and they presented the question. They didn't know a direction. So the Chafetz Chaim, before he heard the story, before he heard the end of the story, said, I can't understand. I don't believe my ears. What about Kvayt HaChayim? What about the Hatzbarach HaKamoicha? What about the Yisra of Machlaikis? What about the Yisra of Lashon Hara? What about the Yisra of Albonas Panim? You worry about Kvayt HaMeisim and Kvayt HaMeis? What's with the Hafta, the Kol HaTorah Kula of the Hafta Reacha Kamoicha? You know, when I heard this story, I was wondering to myself, from a whole city of Erlach Yidden, nobody thought of that? Any child realizes that's such a nourish of toys. Kvoid HaMeisim is important, but how about Kvoid HaChayim? How about Kvoid Shchina? How about Kol HaTorah Kula? They mevatel Kol HaTorah Kula because of Echashash, Moisi Laz al Nistarim. You know what the answer is? This is the Takana Atzuma of Mishkel HaChassidus. Because he's willing to be Moisi Nefesh with Kibbut Av, and they're willing to be Moisi Nefesh to Kvod HaMeisim, and each one is doing a mitzvah, and they're willing to die for that mitzvah. But no one realizes that they're making the biggest mistake. Because the Yid, the Machmir, Ben Machmir, that's willing to be Moisi Nefesh, if he doesn't see things in the right perspective, it's a korban. And they could spend days fighting without anybody realizing the obvious mistake they're making. And that, I think, is what the Mishil Shara means when he says, HaKanose Yatsuma, there are two Zachen. That when a person doesn't have the right Mishko, Averis become mitzvahs, and worse, Yehudi Maisa Nefesh. And it's not only a question of Tchelas, a fatidish story. How often do we see in shul, the marshal, two people have yard sites, one has for a cat, one has for a baba's cat, and they can make a machloikis, and even if it's for parents, but is there a bigger chus than stopping a machloikis? Is there a bigger covet for the nifta to give in? There's a ma'is with Rabbi Yisrael, who was the goyin in Mishkel HaChassidus. He once came to shul and someone else had yard sites, but he was Rabbi Yisrael, the greiser. He says, you know what, you daven for the yamid. So they asked him, yeah, but why'd you give the Jewish Kedima? He said, did you think for 1 second that it's a schus for the neshama of my father to give someone else agmas nefesh? To give him a bad feeling? Don't you think the greatest schus, if I worry about Nachayid's feeling? That's Mishkel HaChassidus. But too often in shul we see people fight, and even if it's to this father and he has father's yard sites and kibbut av and schusim. But how could a person be so nice? So why is it Ma'isim b'chol yom that machloek is in shul? That's the sakana tzuma. Averis become mitzvahs, and krumtait becomes krumtait, so he's Ma'isim nefesh. And it's not only in your sight. How today, and I speak b'frat to B'nai Torah, and you know how much I love each and every one of you, but how today it's the makin, the yeshiva, the quote, Machloikis Hashem Shemayim, the quote, Yeshiva Shalashin Hara, which to me is repulsive just saying such a thing. Something spiritic, Mineyu Bey, Yeshiva is Kulay Gan Eden, and Lashin Hara is Kulay Gehenim. But that's a new phrase. There's a heta called Yeshiva Shalashin Hara. The Machloik talking, and Bayedin Yenim. And you could see the finds of B'nai Torah. They do the extra verse. They make a new phrase. Yeshiva Shalashin Hara. And that's fear, something that's so appalling just to say that word. So you wonder, Pikeach Ma'roi L'shtuzeh, V'seish L'shem Shemayim. Doing it L'shem Shemayim. But you know what L'shem Shemayim is? You know what the Medrash says? What the Eibishter says? Melamed she'gadol ha'shalom v'sonei ha'machloikis. So why do so many people sit and talk about Yanim and the other Ashiva and the other Rabbi, the other Tzaddik? Because he thinks it's a mitzvah, and then it'll be Maisa Nefesh with a mitzvah. And this is Takana Atzuma of Mishkel HaChassidus. But I'll give you a different mashal. As Alichta Gepshat in the Mishnah we all learn, a Moridike insight in this Inyan of Mishkel HaChassidus. This is the Mesiras Yesharim Shat in a Mishnah. We know the Mishnah in Brachos Daf Yud has a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel how Krishma should be said. Beis Hillel is mekel and say it the way you want. Stand, you could sit. Beis Shammai is machmir. But Beis Shammai by night you have to lay like the pasuk, and by day you have to stand up. No. So if I would ask you, Rabbi, say, what should we do? Beitilu is Mekel, Beisami is Machmer, and we, B'nai Torah, Machmir and B'nai Machmir, what did we do? Havada, that's Machmer, right? The Mishnah tells a very frightening story. The Parthen said, I was Baderech, V'hitisi liquor, it's Gedivir Beishamai, I did like Beishamai, V'sakanti ba'ach, me with Me'a Listin. I came the day, Sakonis Tefashay. Why? Because he was machmir, you hear? He was machmir like Beisham. So if I would read, I would say, oh, that's an historian from Shemayim. Do it again. Don't give in, right? But Dr. Mishnah, Amru Loi, Kedai Hayisi Lachavatmacha, it was worthwhile that you almost died, Shavarti Al Diri Beis Hillel. You had a ha'oza? To be Oivan Beis Hillel's words, you almost died, it was Kedai. Now I would like to add, who is this Amru Loi? Hey, look at Tanayim, probably bigger than Abtasin, or else they would have the audacity to make such a bold statement, hey, you should have died. It was Tanayim. And you know what's even more interesting? Abtasin agreed. The taste, Gedolei Tanayim, all in unison agreed that he should have died for being mach like the Shammai. Did you ever learn that Mishnah? Did you ever stop and think, what's going on here? Kish Tarfin, the Halas of Tarfin, and all the Tanoim, all Chaverim, say you should have died because you were Machmer. Zop to Mesil Sisharm in a few words. You know why he was almost Chayiv Misa? And you know why there was Hastomas Tanoim that he was almost to die Lachava Atmoy? There was a Chasar and a Mishkal Achasidim. Zop to Mesil Sisharm. There was a machloikis, a terrible machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that threatened to divide Klal Yisrael to make it stay soiros. And Baruch Hashem, there was shalom. The machloikis abated, and there was a psak like Beis Hillel. The Tarfin wanted to be machmer. Kulay l'shem shemayim. We're talking about the heilig tanei of Tarfin. But you know what he was doing? He didn't realize it, but you know what he was doing? Possibly, Shema, perhaps, he was reigniting the Machlaikis. He was rekindling the Machlaikis, Beisham Beis Hillel. And that, Zok Mesil Sharm, is not a Chumrah, but that's a Kula in Machlaikis. And you make Machlaikis in Yisrael, for that comes Achiv Nisa. As a lichtige pshat na Mishnah, as I'm a current Nemon in Mishkala Chasidus, that a person can flee in the Himmel, though Machmer Zayn. But to hear done a Sophic Machloikis, Chalila appeared, Levavais, and Klal Yisrael, he was almost Chayiv Misa. And don't you see the Mesilas Yisorim, the Amitas of his words, Yesh Li Yates, and Bedov Azer Kenisa, and like he says, Sakanofa Yatsuma. We're not talking about kinder, we're talking about the heiliger of Tarfin. And you know something? His chumrah almost costed him his life. His mitzvah was an aveira. And listen to this. His sakonis nefo, his mesiras nefesh was almost his evil nefesh. That is a sakana atzuma. Unsevere nachshash machloikis is the biggest chumrah the Eibishter wants from us, and that's the limud. And libil yaimi, this is the pshat in the Gemara Yuma. Even if he was the tzaddiki was l'shem shemayim, even if he meant it erlich, but he should have realized he's starting a machloikis. Even if he had a chinuch, this is the right way, but he should have known. He should have had that mishkel achasidus. Don't make machloikis v'Yisrael. And that's why Takia, he had that terrible oinish. Abtakman probably had the schus atayr that was Megan. He didn't. And he made machloikis. That's why he had that terrible stuff. And you know something? Think about the story of Tarfin. Let's learn a little bit to Eon. Abtarfin, kulay nishem shamayim, kulay tzidkis, kulay chumrah. And look what happened. There was a chuta sair, a chshash, a pigam, das kosho, that the halakha of Tarfin didn't even notice. But that chuta sair changed his action from a mitzvah to an aveira, from a chumrah to a kula, and almost from mesiras nefesh to ibud nefesh. And libi oimeli, that's the pshat in that chazal in Kehelet. It's such a beautiful message. It's such a timely message for a yid and b'frat for a ben Torah. Avada, the merchak, the difference, Gehenim and Gan Eden, is zwei Welten. But the Chazal were telling us, Chazal were warning us, Chazal were imploring us on what you do, on the mitzvah you do, on the chumrah you do, on the Shem Shemayim you do. Very often, the difference between Gehenim and Gan Eden is a mere chutasayra. You're going to say, L'shem Shemayim, Achloikis, Medafim Vagrobim, right? And a person thinks he's heading straight to Gan Eden. But Zog de Chazal, that's the ticket, a one-way ticket to Gehenim. A cheshbon that even Rav Tarfon didn't realize. That a chumrah could be a kula, and a mitzvah could be an aveira. And ultimately, a maisa that we thought brings to Gan Eden is nebuch fakert. And that's the pshat. The ain ben Gehenim le Gan Eden means on the maisa we do, how careful we have to be to have this mishkel achasidus. And I really believe this is the greatest yisoid in mishkel achasidus. And the maisa of Tarfon Yechiach, we were the chuta saira that kedai hois hayisa locha v'asmacha. And that, I think, is a very appropriate introduction to this inyan ikari ma'oid ma'oid of mishkel achasidus. But you know, a gadol once said, it's not a kunz to make problems, to raise difficult issues. The real kunz is to give aitzes, to give solutions. I was thinking about this lately when I was learning the inyan of mishkel achasidus. It's true, it's an inyan ikri ma'oid, and it's true that an accurate description of mishkel achasidus is ein ben Gehenim le Gan Eden ela chutasayra. That's the problem. That's the difficulty. And that's no crumb for me to stand there and make problems for Eden. But what's the yetzer? What's the yetzer to avoid this? You know, Rabbi Rucham has a shmooze in Chelek Aleph Siman Kuf Yud Zayin. A whole shmooze. He goes on a different gang, but it's very similar. He calls it Negiya Shel Tzidkes. Ayin Shom, it's important. L'man HaShleimus Se'inyin. But he types the pasuk in Tehillim. Ba'orach Zua Halech Tomnu Fachli. Zog Rabbi Rucham B'zeh HaLoshin. B'darki Lasois Mitzvah. Ba'orach Zua Halech Tomnu Fachli. Dr. Hinu Bisakoni Gidoila Lava Al Kola Tayakula. Amol, a person thinks he's doing the biggest mitzvah and he could be going and heading for the biggest aveira. That's an uptight of Mishkel Achasidus Duchtas. It's a trap. Ravol Ben Chelik Beis Nali Shur Amit Kufman Beis had a shmooze that he calls Frumtight, that's the title. He has a different pasuk to describe it. A pasuk in Yeshaya, Nunzayan, Harimu Michshol Midarachami. And that, the MS, is the problem of Mishkel Achasidus. It's a trap, it's a mikshol. It's the difference of a chut asayra. But what's the eitzah? What's the practical mahala not to fall into the pach? And the frakta b'nei Torah, erlich b'nei Torah like you, that are oisket seichim, that shine so brilliantly in Ahavas Hashem, in Yiras Shemayim, in Diktuk Din, Kulay Oima Zihiras, Chumris, Frumkait, that each of you is obsessed literally with Ahavas Hashem. And let me tell you, Azoy Darzain, a Ben Torah has to be Frum. A Ben Torah wants to have to flee into Himlin and be close to the Eibishter. The Chazanish types the Pasuk, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. What is Spitz Yiras Hashem? So the Chazanish types, Yiras Hashem means Diktuk in Din. Frumkeit, Ehrlichkeit, that's all what we're here for. And I'm not telling you tonight not to be frum, not to be Ehrlich, Chalila v'Chalila. But the question is, often, all too often, we see the reality of Ein Ben Gehenim v'Gan Eden. It's only a Chut HaTorah. And how is a Ben Torah, how is an Erlech Chayid supposed to find that delicate balance between Gehenim and Gan Eden, between Frumkeit and Krumkeit, between Kulas and Chumris, between Mitzvahs and Aveiros? How are we supposed to walk on what's literally a tightrope, literally a Chut HaTorah? That's the difference between Gehenim and Gan Eden. So I want to tell you a Gemara. Besides being a Mavaldika Gemara that I'm sure will make you a better Oyev Yisrael, a better Oyev Chesed, but I think it's the most remarkable Makar in this Inyan Ikka Ma'oid Ma'oid of Mishkel HaChassidus. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yudzayin says the Gemara that Elmolei Gemara Iyaf Shela Oimrei, but the Gemara speaks about Achnosis Orchim, and Zog the Gemara Gedoyl Achnosis Orchim Yosem Yashkamas Beis Hamedrash, and Roy Poiskim Roy Vishonim Taich that Achnosis Orchim is even Doicha Talmud Torah. Now, when you hear that, it should be an eye opener. It should be surprising, but Talmud Torah can get Kulam Kol Chafatzecha VeYeshuva. It's a plea already, but you know what's even a bigger plea? The Gemara continues. No, it's not enough. Gedoyla hachnosis orchim mikabolas pnei ashchina. That hachnosis orchim is so choshev, it's even doicha kabolas pnei ashchina. And the Gemara has a raya from an apostolic in Parshas Vayera that Avram was, quote, hosting the Eibishter, but he saw the three Arabs and he ran to the Arabs and he asked the Eibishter, Zayt moichol ahati machnesi. So the Gemara is a Pelas Suma. Not only the Gemara, the Rambam passing like this, but the Gemara, Il Mole Gemara I Efshila Oimra. What is that supposed to mean? You're talking Kabayachal to the Shechina Alein, Avraham Zaycha, to talk to the Shechina Alein, and he sees three Arabs, Oivdi Avoy Dezara, and he says, Rabbanu Shel Olam, excuse me, I have to go host three Arabs. I'll give you a terrible muscle, but it's enough to illustrate my point. Imagine you're on the phone with the Chavetz Chaim, and you get a click. Who is it? It's your Italian neighbor. He wants to come over for tea. Say, sure, Chavetz Chaim, I'll speak to you later. That's a horrible muscle. But that's what Avram did. He left the Shechina HaKadosha for three Arabs, Oyuti Avoy Dezara. He didn't know they were Malachi. You know, I saw the Michtav Melio and Chelik Beis ask the Kasha that this is a colossal Chalasha. You leave the Shechina for Arabs? And it bothered me to no end. We learn Rashi and Al-Torah so we get used to it, but it's a plea, it's Merab Sinigur. So I was looking and I found a verse from Rav Shach Zangezunt. And to be quite honest, I don't know if it was a teret or made the Kasha stronger, but this is quoted in the Seif of his Eidim Shari Oyer and Pash Vayishlach. He says the pshat. What's the pshat? Hamakabel pnei ashchina or oimud pnei ashchina. That's gewaltig. Masha enkin amachnis oirich zoicha lehizdabek b'shchina ulahachnis hashchina boy. You talk to the shchina is gewaltig, but if you machnis oirich, you bring the oireich into you. To be honest, I didn't understand this. Posach b'kad desayim b'chovyis. He's talking about Hachnosis Orchim, the snorer, the schlepper, three Arabs, and he says, you know why it's Zoycha Pnei Ashchina? Because you're bringing the Shechina into you. Wait a minute, we're talking about three Arabs, we're talking about a schlepper. Where did he get to the Shechina? I didn't know the pshat. Then I saw Maral in the Sivas Oilam, the Sivas Avoyde Perik Dalid. He was also bothered by his cash. And again I say, I don't know if it's a carrot or just intensifies the kasha, but listen to his lashon, and what's more striking, the way he says it, like matter of fact, like for double pasha, like this is the pasha of pshat. Zog the Maral, Hachnasas Orchim is lechvoid ha'adam shenivre b'telam alekim. That's kvoid alekim. Learning Hashkamas Beis Medrash is kavod ha'Torah. So what's more chashiv? Kavod HaTorah or kavod of the Shechina who was the Noitzen HaTorah? So the Efer Zog Maral, it's Poshit. Kvoid HaShechina is Doicha Kvoid HaTorah. So that's why And his last thing, Chanos is Orchim Kvoid Alekim Akne Lahachnis or Ayreach Levesai, Bishvil Tenever Ben Mustelem Alekim. And again, my limited understanding, my conscious, Pazach Bechad Vesayim Bechavis. We're talking about a Shlepa, and all of a sudden we're bringing the Shchin into us. Then he goes weiter, and that's the Pshat Memeil, it's Pashit, Zokti Marau, and his Lashin is Solas Vitumai, therefore, that's the Pshat in the Gemara, G'day Lachnos, Arachim, Yaisi Mikabalas Pnei Ashkhina, why? The Chol Zem, Itam Asher Manu, what Pshat? I just told you the Pshat. Because, Kabalas Pnei Ashkhina, Ein Roy Ashkhina Atmai, Ki Lo Yerani Odom V'chai, it's an expression, L'Sabes Ha'oizin, but you don't bring the Ashkhina into you. You don't embrace the Shechina. But the end of a Zek, my Achnos is Orchim, there, when we Schabu Legami, I'll tell him, Aleikim, you mamish embrace, and you hold on to the Shechina. And he says it again, Shemachnis Oysay Leveysay, when we Schabu Elav Ata, Dova Zeh Nechshav Ki Ilu is Schabu La Shechina. There's something missing. There's something terribly wrong going on here. The Rav Shach, Zangizun, Lahabul, the Maral. We're talking about Shlepes and the Orchim, and we end up that we're bringing the Shechina into ourselves. Let me tell you, Rabbi Say. There's something missing. There's something terribly missing, believe me. But you know what's terribly missing? You know what's terribly wrong why we don't understand what's Tutsach and this Gemara and this Halacha L'maisa? Because we don't know the Chashivas of Chesed, of doing Chesed to Nachayid. We don't appreciate the godless of praying a Yiddish Ahar. For us, it's unthinkable, it's inconceivable, it's almost fear to say G'doylach Nosses Orchim more than Kabbalah's Pnei Ashkhina. But you know, Avram Avinu didn't have a Gemara in a Shulchan Aruch. Avram realized instinctively, without asking a Shaila, that G'doylach Nosses Orchim. And when the Maral saw the Gemara, he had no problem. You know what's missing? You know what's terribly missing? It's our Mishkal HaChassidus. It's our scale of what's Kodesh and what's Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's our scale that's inaccurate when it measures from Kaiten and Hidurim and Chassidus and fleeing in Himmel. That's what's missing. But to the Gemara and Kavayachal, to the Eibishter, it's Pashit that G'dayla Hachnos is Orchim. Because if you look at a Yid and you see a Shlepa and a Shnora and a younger Bacha or a younger sister, no, what is that already? What is Mahanah Hanach Hayid? But if you have the Yoigen, if you have the cook of the Torah HaKadosha, if you have the Seichel of a Kiss, you see in every single Yid a Shtik Gut. So when you Mekab Bnei Ashkina, it's just a Dimun Ba'alma. But when you hug a Shlepa or a Shnora, you mitzchava legami el selim alekim. You bring him into your house, you're embracing kavayochel, the Shechina alein. And that's why the Maral had no problem understanding the Gemara. Yes, there is something terribly missing. It's our hakara of what it means nachayid, and what it means the importance of the feeling of nachayid. You know, I'm always inspired. The says in Masechet Derech Eretz Rabba, Perek Gimel, and the same thing is Kemad and Brachas Kaf Ches. A very moving story. Rabbi Elazar was about to be nifta, and his talmidim, the Gedolei Tanoim Mesoichem, Rabbi Kiva came Levakroi, and this is the lashon of Masechet Derech Eretz. Amar Rabbeinu, Lamdeinu Dover Echad Bilvad. You hear that lashon? You hear the plea, the urgency? They had a greater Rebbe of Eliezer. This is his last shmooz, his last talk to them. Tell us one thing. Give us kolat Torah kula. Give us a message. Your last tavor. Try to picture the scene. You have a Rebbe like Rabbi Eliezer, and you want to chop it all around. You want to get a tamsis of Rabbi Eliezer's whole life, of his neshama, of his gedula. Davar echa. Tell us one thing. We want to flee in Himmel. Tell us. You know what he told him? Tu'ul v'hizaru kol echad istichvoid chaveirai. Or as the Gemara in Brachas says, a shorter version, hizharu b'kvoid chavreisim. And I don't know about you, but I'll be honest, I was so disappointed. That's the only thing, that's the dover echad. Come on, okay, we'll learn midas once in a while. But that's the dover echad, that's the toichiyos of the godless of Rabbi Eliezer. Something's missing. Something's wrong, something's terribly missing. And I tell you again, yes. We don't know what it means in Zin HaBenachayiz. We don't know what it means, Kvoyit HaAdam. You know, I once said, Baruch Hashem, today there are so many books and so many stories, Tzedoylem stories and books, and each one is important. But for those that want to learn and have no time for the books, I'll tell you the Musa Haskel of 90% of the book. Hizharu b'kvoyit chavreichem. And like with Tishkech, in every story, the Gadol didn't see Stam Epes a mitzvah, but he worried about the janitor, the little child, about the guy, the Kvayt Adam, a Baron that didn't see a automatic tobus, he saw the human, says, don't leave the human alone, he's a guy, but he's a Telem Alekim. And I could go on hours, each story, the Yesoid in a nutshell is his Haru b'Kvayt Chareichem, to see the Shtig Alekus. You know, we say the story of Yisrael Salanta, and we wonder, you know, we're very Haimish Yidin, firm Yidin. Pasmish, Rabbi Yisrael, the God Lador, he washes with 3 ounces of water. Okay, I want to be a firm about me, but come on, it's Pali, I'll be embarrassed. It's true. Rabbi Yisrael wasn't a Machma, he wasn't a Firmak. And this you sleep in Himmel. Let me tell you, Rabbi Yisrael was a Machma. And he was a Frumanet, Yoga Fleet in Himmel, but he had his priorities. He saw things in the right perspective, in the Torah perspective. And he realized that Spitz Chumrah and Spitz Kedusha and Spitz fleeing in Himmel is worrying about a water carrier. Ah, you'll say, but it's his job. And what is he? He's not a Kivega, he's a schlepper. But if he still learned the Gemara and he realized that the cover of that schlepper is Doicha Kabbalah Pnei Hashchina. Again, the cover of that schlepper is Doicha, that means you could Taviyachal, put the Eibishter on hold to be Mechaber that schlepper. So what's the real Chumrah? What's the Frumkeit and what's the Krumkeit? What's the Gan Eden and what's the Gehenim? What's the Aveir and what's the Mitzvah? The answer is his Haru B'Kvayt Chavreichem. And going to Kol Nidre is an Indian Chama Ma'oid, Indian Godel Ma'oid. The Messiah, a baby? And Rabbi Yisrael gave up his own Kol Nidre because by him the biggest frumkeit and the biggest achon aliyayim hadin was his haru in the cover of a baby. And I think this is the most important hagdama, most important yesoid in this Indian Ikari Ma'oid Ma'oid. Avada, be from and be erlich and flee in Himmel and be machmirim b'nei machmirim, but realize that the biggest frumkeit and the biggest chassidus and the fleet in Himmel of the shenster oifin is in zin habunachayid his harb kvayt chavreichem is achnosas orchin dos heis gefleet in Himmel that doiche p'nei ashkena. But you know why the Yetzihara has a knisa b'dava? You know why he has a field day in this Indian Ikri Me'oid Me'oid? Because with our Fleisha Ge'oigin, we see what's Halig, washing with a lot of water, running to Kol Nidre, Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina, but helping a water carrier, worrying about a baby, or like if Yisrael said, the biggest hither in Matzah is worrying about the feeling of an almana. That's epic, you know, extra credit. That's for the goody goodies. But Rabbi Yisrael, and them is the Gemara in Brachas, the Gemara in Yuma were teaching us that the grass, the hid, the grass, the frumkeit is his haru b'kvoid chavreichem. I once asked Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky Zichron Levracha. I was talking about a different Indian in Gamri, but I asked him. We discussed the Bariches. So I asked him, "Sado Aklal, is there a rule in this?" So with a twinkle in his eye, he looked at me and said, "Sos wissen." The Gresta Klal is to wissen as in this dark and cloud. The most important cloud is to know that there is no cloud. And that was typical of Rabbi Yankov's tikkus. Because there is no cloud in Avodas Hashem. There are different factors. There are so many variables. And if that's true by every Indian of Avodas Hashem, how much more by the Indian of Mishkol HaChassidus, that the whole Indian, like the Mishkol Sharm writes, is Dakusa, is Rav, and it's Takana Atzuma. So it's hard to give klalim. But I did think of a few klalim that I think are really klalim, gedolim, gemurim that we could use in every situation. The first klal is to realize when you're doing something, a good thing, a hida, a chumra, a frumkeit, a mitzvah, a mesiras nefesh, anything, any davar tov, if it affects, if it bothers, if it causes tsar, if it inconveniences someone else. And who is it, someone else? A chava, parents, a wife, even a water carrier, a waiter, even a child. Because on each of these people, there's a halacha psuka that his kavod is doicha p'nei Hashchena. So any davar tov, from hida to mitzvah gedoyla, if it causes someone else, not only tzar and agdus nefesh, but inconvenience, make sure you first weigh it on the Mishkol HaChassidus. And make sure that your mitzvah is not an avera, that your frumkeit is not a krumkeit, and that your maisa that you think is mesiras nefesh shouldn't chalila be ibud nefesh. And it should be a pesach to Gan Eden, not chalila fakert. And I'll give you a mashal, a pashat a mashal. It's an inyan to be nizin, a tilas yadayim, to dry the keli, dry your hands, dry the faucet, touch your shoes. I went through it, yeah, there are inyanim. But let me ask you, there's a line of Mnei Torah behind you, waiting to wash. Is that a frumkeit? Or is that a krumkeit? Think about it. I'm not talking on Shabbos, when there's an inyan of Suda that has to be Samach LeKiddush. I'm talking about on a regular Tuesday night. A person standing there, and he's doing Allah Chumis, and Bnei Torah are waiting. Where's the Mishkan? Why is this Dvar Yoyim B'Yoyimoy? Matriach Zayin Lachayid, and Befat Bnei Torah, that his minute is a minute of Limud HaTorah. It's a pella. But why does it happen? Because I'm being machmer, and I'll be moitzi nefesh. And if someone say, hey, hurry up, I'll say, what do you mean? In Shulchan Aruch, in the Taz, in the Bach, I know all that. But that's krumkeit. And you're missing the chut ha-saira, that Rachmana Litzlan is the difference between Gan Eden and Gehenim. I once asked, when I learned this in Barichas, I asked the Talmud of Rav Moshe, how did Rav Moshe wash? A very powerful question. So he said, when there were people online, he washed the quickest way. That's a goyin in Mishkol HaChassid. If a person wants to wash with Allah Hidurim, and again, I'm not being Mizalza Chalila. There are Hidurim, it is a Kedai to dry the Keli. Wait to the end. Who says that your Hidur is Doicha Kvayda Adam? By the Eidish to that Doicha Kvayda Shechina. Is it Doicha Yochumra? A different marshal people like to learn, and they come late for the suit, and the waiter has to wait. That's a chesaron pashut in Mishkol HaChassidus. Rabbi Zayin Gezon, the last shmuz he gave before the summer, spoke about machloikis, and at the end he chapped, oy gewalt, he said, I wanted to talk about the summer, hachana for the summer, and it's very late. So he said, bekitzer nimritz, mamish. One of the three things he said was, the first thing he said was, don't learn late and come to the meals late, because you're inconveniencing your waiter. You hear that? That's a goyin in Mishkol HaChassidus. I'm always spoiled the Gemara in Pesachim. You learn the Gemara, you get used to it, you talk about it. But it's such a limud. It's shreit arois Mishkol HaChassidus. In Pesachim Yud Gimel, the Gemara says that Eliyahu HaNavi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. Why? B'pnei HaTorah. So Rashi is Mazba, the Noshim are preparing for Shabbos and Yom Tov. So all the Mepharshim ask,
al Yohanovi Mashiach, achakule b'chol yanshi yovai. Who's not moichel on his potato kugel or his cholin or his gefilte fish? Mashiach won't come, Eliyahu won't come because of a tircha of a balabusta. Let's make a survey. If anybody's mocked with if Eliyahu and Avi would come tomorrow. So that's a lesson in Mishkul HaChassidus. Because we would go around asking, do you mind, do you mind? But Eliyahu HaNavi says, you know what the ikki is? His harbu kvayt chavreichem. Don't be a knacker. Don't ask questions. You're dealing with a shtickle like kus. What a lesson. We learned the Gemara, but pick it up. Learn, absorb it, internalize it. Mashiach can't come because it's causing a slight admas nefesh to someone's potato kugel. Think about it. Mishkel HaChassidus. And the frat, you do something betzibur in a camp, in a yeshiva. How a person has to be careful to use his Mishkel HaChassidus. I'm always in the spoil. We talk about fleeing in Himmel, the vekas, spitz the vekas. I would ask you in the Gemara in Kol HaShas, who is the spitz davener, if I could say so? Who is the fire dicker davener? Mamash has the Gresh the Rebbe in davening. Reb Kiva, I think. The Gemara says in Baruch Lamed Aleph, when he would daven other meniach b'zov yizu, he would start off in this corner and he would end off in the other corner of the Beis Medrash. Mamash geflit, literally geflit with the dveikus. Spitz the dveikus, spitz kirvus aleikim. That was Rebbe Kiva. But you know something? You know what Libi Oimeli? What's an even bigger dveikus? What's even more of a spitz fleeing in Himmel? What's an even greater? You fleet in Himmel. What the Gemara says before this spitz devekis. Before the Gemara says that he flew around, kishayim espalim atziba, hayim mekatzeva oila, mibnei tereyach atziba. The Gemara says that first and this second. So apparently this is even a bigger devekis and even bigger the fleet in Himmel. When he had a question of tircha de tzibura, he was mekatzeva oila. And the mishtabur and kavchavdal is paskin like this. We don't understand this. Rebbe Kiva, he couldn't control himself, right? Tosfos asks, how could he do it in the middle of davening? Was he flying around? Tosfos matzeh. But when it came to a tircha de tzibura, he controlled himself. He didn't flee in Himmel. Or maybe I should say, maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe he did flee in Himmel. And he did have spitz tzveikus. He was mizdabik in the kol haterekula of his haru b'tfayt chavreichem. And that was a bigger tzveikus. And that was a bigger geflit in Himmel. I'll give you a different mashal. And this is not a question of mitzvahs and averes. This is mamash a question of ein bein chelik v'olam haba, where you see it literally, ein bein gehenim l'gan Eden l'chut ha'sayra. Again, it's not my chiddush. It's a lashon of a Torah in Kuf Mem Beis and Archaim, quoting the Baal HaManig, that if the Baal Kriya, the Kriya makes a mistake, zok the Baal HaManig, toiv shalei l'hagia lo'i, don't correct him, al shigagoyt ha'barabim, don't call out and correct him, shalei l'hal ben panav, because you're going to embarrass him, Barabbas. You hear that? He says, Aaron instead of Moshe, Zog the Torah, let him go, don't be Mavayish. And the Bach Paskins like the Baal HaManig, and the Mechaba doesn't. So we Paskin not like the Baal HaManig. But you know something? This is still Halacha L'Maisa in 95% of the times. Even if the Baal Kur makes a mistake, is there a mitzvah of Kur Ram that everybody has to scream out? A mitzvah boy Yosef Mibishluchai? There's a Rav, there's a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, there's someone that knows. Why does everybody have to wake up and start screaming and yelling as if he's some kind of Raidiv? One person could do it. Mishkel HaChassidus, that's what it is. This is not a question of a mitzvah on Aveira. This is literally Gehenna Megan Eden, Mal Mechaveira Rabbin. And when do you call out every S and A? Look in the Aruch HaShulchan, and he says, Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Eretz, and Eretz. But we hear it Keseda. You're being Mavaz, somebody, Barabim. Think 1,000 times. Think if your Chumr is a Krumkai. Think if your Oilam Hab is Gehenim Chalila. And that's Klal number one. When you're dealing with another person, make sure it's Oisgehal. It could be the biggest mitzvah, the biggest Chumrah. But make sure, Chalila, you're walking the tightrope of Gehenna and Gan Eden properly. And I'll tell you a different Zach, which needs a chizuk. Everyone here needs a chizuk. I once saw from Rabbi Chaim Vital, from the Gedolim, the Kabbalah, the Talmud of Dari HaKadosh. He said it's going to happen, Lasalovai, the people are going to come. Big Balei Chesed, they raised money for Tzedakah, they went to Chevra Kadisha, they were Machne Zorich, they did everything. And they're going to come with Olam HaEmes, they're not going to get any scar for the Chesed. This is the Mekubal talking. So Zotib Chaim, why? I did so much Chesed. Because they're going to say, how did you treat your wife? Her? You came home after a hard day of Chesed and you didn't help her in the house? Not about Chesed. Maybe it's an impulsive, maybe it's a nice feeling. But the first thing they're going to down a person who's about Chesed is how he treated his own wife. If he didn't treat his wife with the greatest derech eretz, if he wasn't mekayim the chi of the gemara, the halacha, of mechab de yoyse migufa, so all his chesed has very, very little schar in the Eilam HaEmes, because he's not a real Baal Chesed. That's a pachat pachodim. And why do I say you need this? Many are younger bachim. Because in my achshel emesai, why is there a world that's plagued with gittin? Why are there so many divorces in the frum kehillah? Because a person doesn't have mishkal achasidus. He comes home with a frumkeit, and he makes his wife crazy, and they can't live b'shalom. You know, this, the marriage counselors say that the biggest reason in shalom bayis is because of chumris. And I would just change that. It's not frumkeit, it's krumkeit. Rav Pamzayin Gizun says over and over, and I saw Rav Segel in the safe also writes, a chesbin, a chumra that's done on the chesbin of someone else is an aveir. Mishkal HaChassidus goes to your own family, to your own wife. I once heard my Matzke Shwab, the Chassadik Levracha. He had the schus to meet the Chafetz Chaim's Rebbetzin, the second wife. So he said, tell me about the Chafetz Chaim. The first word she said, Bezeh HaLash, I'll never forget it, Oy V'erot Mir Gehalti. I don't know how to say it in English, but it means something like, Oy, was he a great husband? That's Mishkal HaChassidus. You have to train yourself. A frumkeit b'mokim shechav lachayim is a frumkeit. It's not ganeid, it's fakir. And that's klal number one, remember. If you're affecting someone else, be frum and be machma and flee in himmel. But make sure you know vas heis frum and machma and fleeing in himmel. And the frat, when it comes to a machloikis, the whole inyan of l'shem shamayim, the whole narishtait, this is a shmooze for itself, but remember the ma'isa of Rav Tarfon. The halig Rav Tarfon, the kula l'shem shemayim, but he almost lost his life because he possibly started a machloikis. And I beg you as a good techava, stay away from the yeshiva shel lashon hara and the yeshiva shel machloikis and the mikvah talk and all that is kulay oimer gehenim. There is no justification, there is no heta, trust me, I'm older than you. And even and the only one that could be involved in these are Gedolei Olam. And then they're also walking on the tightrope of Gehenim Gan Eden. Rabbi Yisrael used to say, a rav in shtot l'shem shemayim can charev machin merfun titus harasha when he went in l'fnayu l'fnim. That's Rabbi Yisrael's aloshin. That's a gadol b'Yisrael can make a bigger churban than titus harasha. So until you're a gadol b'Yisrael, stay away from the yeshivas and machloikis and all the politics that shol tachtiyos belishim safik amastichu. There's never a heta for any of this nonsense. L'shem shemayim ahein, l'shem shemayim aher. You want the Eibishter's in? The Eibishter says, God la shalom v'sani machloikis. It comes to dini mominis. Today the Yetzar has a field day. Medaf Lenin, medaf Machen Shtiklach, Geneva, right? That's where you're playing with the chut ha'sayr of Gehenim and Gan Eden, l'shem shamayim. But there's a Torah and there's a chayshim mishpat that's not hefza. The Welt, the Goyish world says the ends don't justify the means, right? No, it's not accurate enough. It's very ineffective. We have a different saying. You know what the saying is? Mitzvah habob aveira is not a mitzvah. Ein zem mevorech el menayit. Gezeilu l'shem shamayim makes the Eibishter angry. It's not a mitzvah. The Yetzer has a gewaltige knisa in Shtiklach L'shem Shemayim. Don't fall into that trap. Achrein, achrein chaviv. Or maybe better yet, v'ha achrein hichbid. Where you have to be so careful that every mice, that every tenua is not chalila, overstepping the boundary of Gehenim and Gan Eden. I once spoke to a bacha, an erlich bacha, and he meant kula l'shem shemayim, and he was having a sichsuf with his parents, and I felt he wasn't right. So I told him, remember what I tell you. Mikan v'hala, I tell you it's a klal gadol. Before you say no to a parent, whether the parent is a Rosh Hashiva or an Amoris, before you say no to a parent, make sure you have at least a hetzer meir rabbanim. Okay, that was a good one. But at least what I meant to say is you have a klara hetzer from a Rav that knows Hilchos Kibbutz, that knows Hilchos Mishkul HaChassidus. So he looked at me and he smiled, like it's a cute thing to say. So I told him, you know what, I'll tell you a Zoya Kaddish. I think you'll understand that what I said is not a guzma. Maybe it's an understatement. We all know the greatest nachas, the greatest joy a person could have when he brings his children to the chuppah, to the chasana. Fred the Zoya Kaddish, you want to see it inside the Shiur Ebracha, the Chidah, in Hilchos Kibbutz, Reish Malach quotes the lesson. Why did Rachel Yemenu not have the schus of watching Binyamin grow or watching Yosef grow? The Mama Rachel, the Heilige Mama Rachel, didn't see her two children, her only children. She didn't see a chasen of one of her children. Zok Dizay and this Deloshin, Al Shatir al Alavan Avia, Afshan is Kabin la Hafisham of Eidis Kechavim, Ulachain Mesa, Velaizachsa, Legadol Binyamin. Because she stole the trust from loving her father. And she calls him Agbas Nefesh. And Dr. Zoya Kaddish, the Shari Shemayim of Suchan Lefonov, that's why she wasn't Zoycha to have Nachas from any of her children. We can't talk about the Mama Rachel, but I couldn't believe it. She stole the Vaidazor, one of the Gimel Hamuris from her father. It was certainly the Shem Shemayim, an Erlech Chesh, an Afirma Chesh. And that was the Oynish? What's Shem? How do you understand it? Oh yes, my Rebbe Zayin Gesund. I said, how do we understand this? He said, Avada the Cheshbinit, Tzadikim, Medagdim, Rechut HaSaira. But he said, there's also Halach LaMaisa. There's also a Cheshbin LaMaisa. And he asked me, you know, I always learned the parasha, I never understood. Was it really 100% Oyski Cheshbin? Was it really 100% Durchgetracht? What did she accomplish? What did she do with? She stole the truff, and so what happened? He went out tomorrow and bought new truff. He didn't become a tzaddik. He just had to go out and buy more Avodah Zarah. What did she gain? And then he said, you know, she had a pesach in the house. She had a Yaakov Avinu. Could she ask him if she'd do it? So he said, I think the chesed is Avadi with Hashem Shemayim, the Kul Hashem Shemayim. But it wasn't 100% Oyski chesed. And when I heard that, I realized this is probably the most remarkable mekar in the Indian of Mishkal HaChassidus. And the frat when you're dealing with parents, there are so many stories that could tear my heart. People mean L'shem Shemayim, but their mom is stepping way over the Chut HaSaira of Gan Eden Gehenim, whether it's Chumris, and even I know the Shulchan Aruch about Talmud Torah and about Shaduchit. But again, I tell you, the cloud gadol, and this is before you say no to a parent, whether it's the Torah, whether it's the Shaduchim, L'shem Shemayim, remember you have to have a heta from a Rav that knows the Inyan of Kibbutz and Mishkul HaChassidus. Be careful. Remember the Zoya HaKadosh. Remember how the Chut HaSaira is so delicate and so invisible that even Rachel Imenu didn't see it. There's no one klal in this Inyan. Mr. Sharm himself writes, Ein levaya pratim, because ein lam kates. But the only eitz that we could give is what we said till now, and the ikki is like the Mr. Sharm writes, ma'ayin al ma'is of Ian Godoyle. And remember, you walk out of here today, and I'll ask you, what did he speak about? I want to tell you exactly what he spoke about. Be frum, and be machmer, and flee in Himmel, and look for Hidurim, but make sure they're ois gehalten. Don't think what I want to do. Think what the Eibishter wants me to do. Think what's the real Ratzon Hashem. A person impulsively has different Ritzonis, and even if he's Erech from the Eibishter. Like Mesil Sharm says, the way to this Indian is, L'asayt ha'yosha be'eni Hashem. Think what the Eibishter wants from me. Don't think what you want. Let me just leave you with a story. I heard this a long time ago. I never understood it until recently. But I think it's a sugya shleima in Mishkila Chassidus. It's a story about someone who was probably one of the biggest kedoshim, tahoirim, one of the biggest tzaddikim in our dor, and befrat he was known to be nizah in inyani kedusha, in tznius. And let me tell you before I go weiter, this inyan of tznius, of shmiras einayim, of sicha em isha, needs a tremendous, 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 tremendous tikkun. And I'm not trying to be mezazel l'chut m'sair, it needs a tremendous tikkun. But I once heard a story from about the Klezmer Rebbe Zatzal, who was a shtick tzaddik yisrael olam. And the story was told, it was Erev Yom Kippur after the war, and he was sitting in his room and preparing for Yom Kippur like a tzaddik yisrael olam should, and there was a knock on the door. Who's there? It was a girl. What's the matter? She says, every year my father benched me. My father's dead, my mother's dead. What do I do, Rebbe? So the Rebbe picked up his hands, of course, above her head, not on her head, and he gave her a bracha. A minute later, there's another knock on the door. Rebbe, I don't have a father. He says, come to me, I'll give you a bracha. This went on and on and on until it was time for mincha. And someone was there, counted, 80 girls came into him and got a bracha from the Heilige, Heilige Klezmer Megarev. And I heard the story years ago, and I said, you know, it's a nice chesed, it's very good for these storybooks, but isn't it Zman Chesed Lechud and Zman fleeing in Himmel, Erev Yom Kippur, Dveikus, Erev Yom Kippur, you're preparing to be Lefnei Hashem? Isn't this a question of the right thing in the wrong time? But lately I realize, Rabbi Say, that kasha is a kasha on us. That spits the vacus, that spits hachon aliyim hadin, that spits fleeing in Himmel to fray a Yiddish heart. How beautiful, what a wonderful, wonderful hachon for the Yom Kippur, for the Yom HaKadosh, to worry about nocha yid. Because that yid's feelings is doicha p'nei hashchina. Remember that. We all want to do the right thing. Think before you do things. What is Yosha Be'ene Hashem? And if you really mean an Erlich, like Mr. Sharm writes, Avad, you'll know what to do, and Abol L'tayim Messiah Noisi.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@kol.com.